April 27th.
When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
Thank you, God, that you do not tempt anyone. How good to know that my temptations do not come from you, but from the father of lies, who has no hold on you, but instead has been conquered by you.
But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed.
Thank you, God, for defining temptation, that I am tempted if I am dragged away by the lie of shame. I fall short. The father of lies had embedded in my mind long ago. That I am tempted if I'm enticed by the lie of condemnation, I'm deemed bad. That the father of lies had infused in my mind as a child. That I am tempted if I'm removed from your presence by the lie of abandonment, I have been left. That the father of lies had lodged in my mind in the past.
Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
God, I understand that if I accept and believe the lies of shame, condemnation, and abandonment that the father of lies had injected in my mind, I will react to these lies and give birth to sin, because I will fabricate my own set of sinful behavior patterns to cover the pain of the enemy's lies. This leads to death every day of my life here on earth.
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
May I stay in your truth, love, and hope, because when I have stood the temptation, instead of being dragged away by the negative, destructive beliefs of the father of lies, I will have life every day here on this earth. Thank you, God, for the crown of life.